USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst a surge in migrants, many of them unaccompanied children crossing the southern border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has this message.
The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority, under Title 42 of the United States Code, because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and that is a public health imperative.
The secretary on ABC's This Week, the U.S. is set to open another detention center in Texas that can house up to 2,000 children as they await being placed in a shelter. CBS News reports that the U.S. government is housing approximately 15,500 unaccompanied migrant children as of Saturday, with 5,000 teens and children stranded in Border Patrol facilities not designed for long-term custody. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Number 1 Illinois has just been upset at the NCAA tournament by number 8 Loyola, 71-58, the final score. Saturday was full of action as well. Dan Naraki breaks it down from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
13th-seeded Ohio knocked off the defending national champions Virginia, 62-58. 10th-seeded Maryland knocked off the 7th-seed in the East, UConn, 63-54. 11th-seeded UCLA marched on after beating the 6th-seed BYU, 73-62. And in just their second NCAA tournament game in program history, the 14th-seeded Abilene Christian Wildcats shocked 3rd-seeded Texas 53-52. Some higher seeds also fought off tough challenges. 2nd-seeded Alabama survived 15th-seeded Iona 68-55. Creighton held off UC Santa Barbara 63-62. 3rd-seeded Kansas overcame an 8-point halftime deficit to beat 14th-seeded Eastern Washington 93-84. And Florida State got away from UNC Greensboro 64-54. Finally, 1-seeds Gonzaga and Michigan cruised past their opening round opponents.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. Another 24 people are facing charges in a federal voter fraud investigation, including 2 illegal aliens from Mexico. In cases that were just unsealed, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina says a slew of other defendants from 15 countries were also charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. Officials say some also engaged in naturalization fraud and misuse of visas, permits, and other documents relating to voter registration. The defendants faced jail time and fines of up to $350,000. Police in Thailand used water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to deter a crowd of anti-government protesters. More than 30 civilians and police were injured in the skirmish during Saturday night's protest that drew well over 1,000 people. Police said 20 protesters were arrested for breaking public gathering laws and insulting the monarchy. Portraits of the king were defaced. The protesters feel that the constitution drafted by the military after a 2014 coup gives the king too much power. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.